Very often we've heard from psychologists who believe they need prescriptive authority. How often? One psychologist says over a dozen times in various legislative sessions, and that each time the bills to allow psychologists to prescribe have failed for the same reason. They unnecessarily jeopardize the health and safety of patients. Manoa psychology professor emerita Elaine Hybe is one of the founders of a group opposed to prescriptive authority. She says she believes her profession has its limitations. We sat down to talk about them.
Well, the limitations are is that unlike other non-physician providers like nurses who've obtained prescription privileges, they were already medically trained. Nurses take pre-medical training as undergraduates, medical training as graduates, whereas with psychology, it's not a medical profession. There's no pre-medical training or medical training. So this prescribing idea is really crossing disciplinary boundaries rather than expanding a scope of practice as we've seen in nursing, for example. So psychologists are not trained for medical practice. The objections are that if they choose to practice medicine, then obtain a standard amount of medical training, such as what nurse practitioners obtain. But instead, they're arguing that medical school, 10 years of medical school, including pre-med, or 6 years of nursing school can be condensed into 1 year of online training. That's radical. That's an extraordinary reduction in training. And if that's to be undertaken, there should be extraordinary amount of evidence that that would protect the consumer.
And for consumers, perhaps an extraordinary board which understands what that training is meant to do and to be able to rate appropriately those who have undertaken it. And you say that's also an issue, that the board itself may simply not know what it doesn't know.
That's a really good point. The bill we're talking about would give the oversight to the Board of Psychology, and they're not physicians. They're not medically trained. In Louisiana, where there is a prescribing law, the prescribing psychologists themselves introduced a bill very quickly arguing that we need to be under the medical board. We're practicing medicine here, and the Board of Psychology doesn't know how to oversee it. And that became law in Louisiana. So that is another good issue. Who's going to monitor these psychologists?
So with the limited expertise that you see on both sides of the equation, those who might undergo the training and those who would have to verify it and rate it to allow someone to have prescriptive authority, you see some ethical considerations. Is there anything that you might see changed about this bill that would allow you to change your mind?
Oh, absolutely. In Illinois, there was the only bill met with consensus by medical, nursing organizations, and psychologists, consumer groups. And the bill in Illinois requires psychologists to undergo training equivalent to what in that state is required for physician assistants. This is standard medical training. There's pre-medical undergraduate courses and medical graduate courses, and a 14-month rotation in the training under supervision, covering the various specialties of medicine that one would encounter as a prescribing psychologist. So that level of training does not raise objections in any direction that I know of.
If you're talking about a 14-month period in which someone would be supervised,
mm-hmm.
how much training would also be included in the time frame that someone would have to plan if they were to be compliant with the Illinois law?
How long would it take to undergo the training? Well, the coursework involved, I would say, would take a few years. It would be almost equivalent to a nurse practitioner, maybe 4 years with that 14-month practicum that's required. That 14-month, it rotates through various medical specialties, is in stark contrast to what this bill requires, which is 100 patients, nothing specified about that. And in fact, that could be finished in a couple weeks. So the difference in rigor is extreme.
Because we are an island state, we often hear that it's difficult for people to find what they need when they need it. And therefore, those people who are medically trained or trained in psychology need to be able to do as much as they can right there in those communities. Even in a state like ours, where we know we have a profound physician shortage, how would you see that working perhaps differently than what we've already talked about in terms of having a patient-centered home?
There are bills this session at the legislature addressing telepsychiatry. HB 1272 is one of them. And that would allow psychologists on the rural, in rural areas on neighbor islands to collaborate with a psychiatrist on Oahu if necessary. And hopefully that bill will make progress. And I would hope the psychologists proposing their bills would see also that that would be something to support.
So as you talk to many of your fellow psychologists, how divisive is this?
It was divisive from the beginning. And the reason it became divisive is, I hope I don't get too technical here, but when the idea was presented at the American Psychological Association, had the rules of the organization been followed, representatives on the council would have returned to their constituents and discussed the matter and then decided on a vote after consultation with the psychologists. But that didn't happen. The rules were suspended and the proposal to pursue prescribing was passed without discussion with the constituents. And that began the problem. Not all psychologists were on board from the beginning and have never really been included in the discussion of, is it a good idea? And if so, how would we approach it?
Aside from the idea of changing the bill itself, is there anything else that's happening within your world to be able to bridge that gap, to be able to extend the argument to those who believe that, you know, the bill should absolutely pass?
From us who oppose these kinds of bills, we've argued, well, similar laws were passed in New Mexico and Louisiana. So you have a natural experiment. And if this radical reduction in medical training is actually adequate, if it yields consumer safety, why not study that in New Mexico and Louisiana and present that evidence? The implication would be extraordinary. This bill would have much more footage, much more validity in its arguments in reducing training. But one could also begin to question, are we requiring much too much training for physicians and nurses, other medical providers, if indeed this training can be reduced to 1 year of online classes?
Thank you so much for your perspective.
Thank you very much for having me.
Elaine Hybe is a professor emerita of psychology at the University of Hawaii at Manoa and a Hawaii licensed psychologist. She helped found the volunteer advocacy organization Psychologists Opposed to Prescription Privileges for Psychologists. She's also a member of its board of advisors. A public hearing on SB 384, the Prescriptive Authority Bill, is scheduled for tomorrow at 9 a.m.